Time to get to it from the pounding center of forgotten America. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, August 21, 2019. And here are three big things that you need to know right now. Number three, with all of this global warming, where are the hurricanes? NOAA says it's been the quietest season in almost 40 years. Where are the hurricanes if all this bad weather is going to get? We'll get to that. Number two, did President Trump back away from universal background checks after getting the beatdown from the National Rifle Association? That's what Democrats say. The White House says, really? And number one, President Trump condemns the so-called squad and their outrageous comments on Israel and ongoing anti-Semitic tropes and insults, and the Twitterverse explodes at him. How predictable is it anyway? How predictable is it? Welcome to it on this Wednesday. I'm Steve Gerber. So glad to have you here for the conversation. It really is unreal. The president yesterday, sitting down with the president of Romania or Bulgaria or someplace, and decides to start taking questions, which he does for a while, and he's spot on about just about everything he says. He's lucid. He's fast on his feet. He knows what he's talking about, and he's answering questions properly. And then it gets into the question of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, anti-Semitic members of Congress openly hostile to Israel and Jews who have openly put anti-Semitic remarks out there time and again, both in writing and in comment. And he defends the nation of Israel, does the president, openly, honestly. And then he says, you know, I can't believe that Jewish voters would vote for the Democrat Party because they've abandoned these, which is exactly, by the way, what I've been hearing from Jewish people that I talk to. They feel abandoned by the Democrat Party and abandoned by traditional groups that are supposed to be pro-Jewish groups. You know, the Jewish League and so forth that are putting out milquetoast responses and not really standing up for what they should stand up for. The Anti-Defamation League kind of, weak-willed when it comes to the whole conversation. In fact, I had a lady tell me that Donald Trump is the best friend the Jewish people have right now and the only friend the Jewish people have right now. I want you to hear the comment. I believe it's, let's see here, bite number six. I want you to hear this. And then try to get your mind around how the Twitterverse and the media would twist this into Donald Trump being anti-Semitic. Bite number six. Go.
I can't even believe that we're having this conversation. 5 years ago, the concept of even talking about this, even 3 years ago, of cutting off aid to Israel because of two people that hate Israel and hate Jewish people. I can't believe we're even having this conversation. Where has the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel? And I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
And so the word disloyalty, they try to turn into an anti-Semitic comment. Here is a guy who is obviously defending Israel, defending the Jewish state's right to exist. He moved the American embassy to Jerusalem after president after president after president had said they would and never accomplished that task. He did it in the first year in office, got it taken care of, handled. He's been an open defender of Israel, the biggest defender of Israel, maybe of any president I've ever seen in my lifetime, including people like Ronald Reagan. But he used the word disloyalty. It's pretty clear what he's saying is, you're voting against your own best interest if you vote for Democrats. He's talking about disloyalty to their group of people. Not the disloyalty that's talked about in anti-Semitic tropes, which is loyalty to Israel or the United States, dual loyalty. That's something that was put out there by Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And yet on the Twitterverse, you hear all this nonsense and noise. Let me tell you something. This could be the take of some Jewish groups and people. Maybe in New York or New Jersey, it is not the take of Jewish people living across this country. Not the ones that I've talked to. Not the ones that I've talked to. And I believe that I have a better gauge on the honesty of people than do, well, Twitter's a joke. I mean, it's a sewer, and I get that. But it's mind-boggling that people with a straight face would suggest somehow the president is not defending Israel. I want you to hear this bite again. I want to drive this point home. This is a guy who is openly defending Israel and saying, How are we even talking about this? How are we talking about Israel with two members of Congress who believe in BDS, which is basically the shorthand for the end of the Israeli state, the end of Israel altogether, the only true democracy in the Middle East, where Arabs and Muslims and Christians and Jews all live in the same place. And there is no nation of Palestine. And so when Rashida Tlaib says, when I was a child, I visited Palestine. Really? How old are you? How old? That's what I would have to ask. How old are you if you visited Palestine? Anyhow, bite number six, one more time. Let this marinate. Go.
I can't even believe that we're having this conversation. 5 years ago, the concept of even talking about this, even 3 years ago, of cutting off aid to Israel because of two people that hate Israel and hate Jewish people. I can't believe we're even having this conversation. Where has the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel? And I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
There is not one anti-Semitic thing in anything he said. No indication of that. Nothing. This is how desperate those on the left really are to discredit this president. Trump derangement syndrome. I don't talk about that much. I think it's kind of a, you know, whatever it is. But look at it. It doesn't matter what he says. He defends Israel openly, boldly, from the day he took office. And there are those out there that would try to have you believe he's anti-Semitic, he's anti-Israel. It's absurd. It's mind-boggling how far these people will go to twist a narrative to fit their agenda. Here's the clue blast. Ding, 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 ding. Hey! Donald Trump is a champion of Israel, which is why he and Netanyahu are very good friends, which is why they're close allies, which is why they're naming a city in Israel after Donald Trump. It's not because he's hated in Israel or hated by the Jewish people. He's endeared, but endeared to them as he embraced by the Prime Minister of Israel. It's pretty simple stuff here, and to think otherwise or to say otherwise, you're intellectually dishonest, and I hate to use the word intellectual because you are not. You are just dishonest. You're a small individual who is dishonest and can't tell the truth. You know, one thing about being an adult is to be able to admit when you see somebody you don't like do something you do like and say, you know, I like what they did there. Don't like them, not a fan, but they did the right thing there. That's called being an adult. Being a child is attacking them no matter what they do, lying about them no matter what they do. And that's what we have here. My friends, we have dishonesty, we have lying, because it's clear what his intentions were with his comments. And honest people know that, and honest people recognize that, and honest people will vote accordingly. 14 after, it's a Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.